Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
These guys got headphones on. I don't know if I have headphones. Is there spot?
Right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to On the Gate podcast.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me in the studio?
You're right down there, Dan, if you need them.
Peach Fuzz.
Oh, you gotta make it to the Sky Dome.
Poppy Choppy Cheese.
No, the Scotiabank Arena.
What's up with the background?
That's Toronto.
That's where they're at.
They got a f***ing gay rainbow thing.
Of course you picked the
gay one.
Gay pride version.
What does that say? Scotia?
Scotiabank.
Scotiabank. You know, Wells Fargo. Pull that thing close to you, JJ. Get that thing up in you.
I don't have no headphones.
Do we need headphones?
Yeah, your headphones.
No, you need a f***ing mouthpiece to shut up.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We got the Canucks in the building.
Scope.
I'm in the scope.
You need an outpiece.
Dude, I just saw JJ at the gym, and he works out exactly like a gay guy works out.
How?
Yeah. Like the way he does.
Sucking
just the
dick
way,
in the steam room.
Just the way he does the elliptical.
Yeah, he holds.
You know, it's like you can like do the elliptical, but he's like, he really just like.
You keep your core sucked in so you don't have a fucking fupa like you.
Oh, is that nicotine?
I just picture him like holding the dumbbell with his butt cheeks.
Well, how many milligrams are you talking about?
8 milligrams,
oh,
baby.
Oh, that's insane.
The Zemo.
I'll have this in for 2 minutes and then I'll take
it
out.
Dude, have you had the Zemo?
I got this right here.
Woo, buddy, you swish it around, put it in your mouth, and fucking rub one out. It's a great day.
Dude, everything has to be, it has to go back to can I jerk off to it.
That's basically.
He needs to jizz. You
supposed
need to
what?
Jizz. I mean, you can just do it and then do a podcast. You don't have to be like, dude, I'm horny as fuck, and I'm not like, yo, I need my Zin so I can jerk off.
Zemo, it's a different one.
Zemo, I mean nicotine, I should say.
Here we go.
That's the thing that bothers me about that. You just have this pouch in your mouth and you're just spitting it out.
No, you don't have to spit. You don't have to spit.
No, dude, you can swallow.
Yeah, these you can swallow.
No, you don't
yeah.
spit. These aren't, these are like.
I thought you're Dominican. Don't you like to fucking chew seeds and spit and stuff?
No. Oh. That's baseball players.
Yeah, I thought you...
Dominicans love baseball.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
Don't you, did you throw up some cha in your mouth when you're in fucking Spanish Harlem and spit it out?
I never... I tried a dip once and I threw up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But this isn't like dip. This is... Because dip has a horrible tobacco flavor. Mm-hmm. This is just the power of nicotine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and addiction of nicotine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all... It's the best part.
Yeah, I feel ridiculous getting addicted to nicotine at this phase in my life after...
What? Opposed to what, you're okay with just being sugar?
Sugar's good. Yeah, Danny, you fat.
I will.
And he looks like he's just sweating right now.
I just came from the gym.
This sit-in's a lot of hard work, man.
Danny always has this a glaze of sweat on him.
Pretty much,
yeah.
The stress where the money's coming from.
Dude, you guys should be doing good right now. Crypto's up.
Oh, crypto.
Party! We're back in!
I've been texting Danny every day.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because I was ready to pull my money out a couple months ago, remember?
And don't pull. Like, we're about to be in a super cycle.
Yeah, dude.
Should I get in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I feel like last time I got in when it was at like 40 and then it went down and I was like, oh,
it's coin meme coin frenzy right now.
Oh, yeah. There's
I have some Doge.
There's I hope this doesn't get me in trouble, but there's this. I saw someone. This is the kind of shit that's like popping off right now. Is there's a coin called Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, we don't have to edit that. That's safe. Nicolas Cage.
No, I think that stays. That stays.
So, like, that's the kind of. That's bobbing off all these like Solana meme coins, and like, and it has like a market cap.
All right, hold on. Let's talk about this for a second. Let me introduce our guests. We have
crypto expert extraordinaire.
That was the first time Derek was speechless. He's like, I'm supposed to say it first.
Yeah.
Hold on. We hit all the boxes today. We have a gay. We have a black. We have a Jew.
A gay Jew.
And all immigrants also. We have the wonderful, who's the raccoon Jew, Danny Polichuk. How you doing, buddy?
Sweat my ass off right now.
Also, ladies love him, girls adore him. Che Durena.
Dude, if you're a 7 or below, I'll fuck you.
7 or below, 145 and above.
Yeah. JJ's like, yes, I have a chance.
And then we have half fag, half amazing, JJ Lieberman. How are we doing, everybody?
That's great.
Of course, always, Gio and Derek, we are both here. Natalie and Jorge in the booth. So the Solana meme coins, yeah. What the fuck does this mean? I have no idea what any of this means.
One.
Another friend of mine that was in prison about 4 years ago was like, buy some Solanas. I bought them. They were like 70, 80 bucks a piece. Uh-huh. Now they're like up to like $190.
$200 almost.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
So what are these Solana meme coins? What does it mean?
It doesn't mean it's just a meme. It's nothing.
So I can start one?
Oh, it's fake.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. That's a joke.
It's a coin for a meme.
You can make one.
There's no value to it. There's no.
It doesn't do anything. It. There's no value. All you're hoping for is that it goes up and then you sell in time before the rug gets
pulled. Yeah, you're just hoping for the
sounds like every other Bitcoin.
No, but you're hoping...
Well, Bitcoin has...
It does have use case. This is just a... you hope that it catches significance with the internet. You hope someone like fucking Chase sees it, makes a video, and loves it. And then... Yeah, that's literally what happens is like you get someone who's like, yo, this is really funny. And then a community is created and these people are like.
I mean, it's a pyramid scheme. Like,
yeah, it's
like
a scam.
If you just are like, I'm going to hold Nicolas Cage for 10 years, you are going to lose all your money. But you might like in 6 months, you might 10x your money, but you have to get out.
But if I buy,
hold it in.
No, he spit. For the audio listeners, Danny had to
said it twice.
JJ,
it's what it's called. I don't know. I'm not.
It's what it's. They use it in rap songs. What am I supposed to do?
Yo, but you say it so like nonchalant.
That's what it's called. What
I'd whisper it.
I can't even say N word.
How is it spelled?
It's not what it is.
It's spelled N-I-G-G-A-L-L-E-S-S. Where there's no.
Oh, there's Nicholas.
There's no black people invested in it.
Nicholas
Cage.
Nicholas
Cage. Now that's racist.
Fucking great.
That's racist.
So, but let's say I buy. $2,000 worth of Nicolas Cage coin. and then I make a video. I go, this is hilarious to bump it. Is that insider trading or some shit? Is that illegal?
Oh, you if you start.
I have a way around
it's kind
it.
Of the Jake Paul thing that.
Well, Jake Paul didn't get in any trouble other than getting like called out on the internet.
Sure,
there
but.
There are things like, it, for example, if say, because, and this is a common thing where a lot of these people, they'll like message influencers to say like, hey, we'll give you 10 grand worth.
Yeah, yeah. If you promote,
video.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you make that video and you don't say I'm getting paid for it, that's when you can get in trouble. Like there are many people.
BitBoy Crypto, what happened to him? He like a fall off the
place? I think he had like a mental episode or whatever. Mm. But like there was like, remember the OpenSea when the NFTs were popping
off?
And then there was a guy who worked.
That is the Solana
there's a guy
thing.
Who worked at OpenSea who was essentially, because he worked there, he was like front running NFTs and he would basically buy them before they were available to the public. And then he was like putting them on
Danny,
the front page.
Danny, can I ask you a
he's
question?
He's like in jail right now.
Are you like an investigative journalist in your spare time?
No.
Because, dude.
I just read a lot.
I read a lot too.
He's on top of the, this is his
I'm just
bracket.
On Twitter a
lot. Yeah.
I'm on Twitter a lot. Like I spend like... Not of all social media, I spend almost all of my time on Twitter.
Twitter's really? The best
you?
One. Twitter's the best
no.
one.
For, oh, Twitter's
for
not.
Information. No, oh, no, no, for information. No, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
The ones that fuck up your brain the most are the best, but the ones for information are
Twitter.
Like Twitter.
Twitter, Reddit, those are the reading ones. I'm not good at those.
Yes. Yeah.
I like the picture ones. I'm a picture guy.
Yeah.
I like the picture ones. Give me a TikTok. Give me an Instagram. I need some pictures, some videos.
Now, you really popped on TikTok a couple years ago, right?
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
over
yeah.
a million followers on TikTok,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about
7
the whole?
Million. Don't disrespect.
I didn't. I don't use it. I don't use
fucking
it.
Fucking boomer.
How do you feel about the possible ban on TikTok?
I've
honestly
managed to grow pretty well on Facebook and Instagram. So if it does get closed, those people aren't going to stop using their phones.
Yeah,
they're all going to migrate over.
Right.
And it also creates a hole in the market for then what is the new platform?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how everyone like look at every time a new platform comes out. You look at like Netflix.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the big comics now were like the Netflix new comics that like. You look at like Burr, you look at Burt, like all these guys were like some of the first
Segura,
specials.
Yeah.
Segura,
yep.
they made their careers of being like the pioneers of that. And you just kind of, there's always going to be a new thing that you got to jump on and ride that wave
and
adapt.
First to market kind of almost. So the new
exactly.
Thing. Like Kick is trying hard.
Kick is trying really hard, but like Kick, the thing is Kick is trying to buy cool because it's all Saudi money and the Saudis are just trying to buy cool right now. And it's
what,
not,
cool cigarettes?
No, like the concept of cool.
Cool. Like,
They gave Aiden Ross and,
nothing. Nothing.
No, literally nothing, Derek. Nothing.
Come on.
Can you get nothing in the microphone?
Okay.
Menthol cigarettes. We're not fucking. What are we doing here?
Are they even make cools anymore?
Yes. It's one of the best cigarettes
I
in
Newports. Were
it's
the,
one of the best cigarettes in.
I thought Newports were the top,
black urban. No,
really?
No. A lot of black
Newports
people
are not
smoke.
The best menthol cigarette.
They like are, Newports. But some people smoke Kools.
So okay. cool with the Heineken. Your fucking day's over.
What do you mean?
I thought isn't Heineken what?
I have yeah. a. Let him finish.
No.
Go ahead.
That's what
ahead.
I get for trying to do a fucking racist joke. Go ahead, Che.
But
that's
yeah,
what happens just, when you do Lev's podcast too much.
I do puns.
Do puns
of wordplay. Hello, dad jokes.
Something's just going to take the market. The only thing, like the thing with the TikTok thing, it's like it's inevitable. It annoys me just from like the parade that the senators and people are trying to seem like they're helping people. They're right. like, we're doing it to help you. See, like, don't just be like, listen, guys, Zuck is paying me $8 million to fucking get rid of this thing, and so we're gonna do it. Like,
that's
just,
very true, eh? Yeah, so I've never even thought of that. That is the reason that they're making these.
It's like, oh, we're protecting your information. It's like, no. It's all.
You're not getting money from the Chinese. You want money from someone. Yeah, so
exactly.
That's why he did that little theater thing where he apologized to the parents. It's all like like where Zuck apologized to the parents for all those kids killing themselves.
He's constantly getting dragged in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Literally, they don't. You know.
Well, you're a man of solutions, and you're already figuring out what you will do if.
Yeah, you just now, just adjust.
Let me ask this: as you guys are so smart, you just have a lot of information. How can they just ban it in America? Like those imaginary
FBI
lines.
Warnings.
What do you mean?
FBI. They put
ban anything.
Domain.
No, but like
FBI domain takes the domain.
But what I'm saying is, it'll be legal in Canada, legal in
Dude,
Mexico.
You can't watch
but
porn
then,
in Texas right now. It's like
Pornhub,
it seized,
yeah.
Dude, seized they domains.
They remove it from the App Store.
They just seize
you
the domain.
People don't get. Everybody thinks like, what?
So why can't I just
so
go
powerful
on,
and all this shit? It's Apple that's so powerful. Apple has a monopoly with the App Store. If Apple says you're not in the App Store...
It was the gaming thing, then, too.
Yeah, that was Epic. Epic sued Apple because Epic makes like Fortnite and shit because they were in order to buy like their in-game currency, you have to go through Apple and Apple gets a cut. So they're like,
A third.
Yeah, they get a third of your shit. Right. So they were like, we just want it to come directly through our store. And Apple was like, no, we're not going to do it. We're taking you off the App Store. So they sued Apple for having a monopoly. They lost that case, but they won the case against Google because what they found that Google was doing with their Google Play Store was they were preferencing certain people. There was all these back alley, behind the scene deals where people were paying Google to be like, put us here, put us there, put that person down. Right. And so they won a huge case against Google. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
so,
Apple, it's like if you sign up for, say, you go download Netflix on your phone and then you go through the app and you sign up for a subscription for Netflix, Apple takes a third of that money for life.
Yeah.
As long as you have if you sign up on your computer, then it all goes
to Netflix.
So Apple makes a fortune off the app.
I'm kind of for the ban of TikTok, and I'll tell you why.
Because you don't have any followers on it?
Dirty commie. I don't use it. What happens is this, is that my girlfriend goes on TikTok, and she watches all these fucking DIY construction videos of like these women making it look like they've done all this work in 60 seconds, when in reality, they're just wearing the same outfit, and it took them
months.
Is
your house just in shambles
right
now?
Dude, when we were on the road.
We were in Arizona, and you're like, he sent me a.
We're in Arizona. She's like, I'm scraping the fireplace. It's harder than I thought. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's
ruining
lead
place.
In the paint.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the cat is gonna die.
She's got a hammer.
Care about the cat.
Is this her with a butter knife and a hammer trying to chisel away?
Dude, she 100. She was using the knives from like our fucking knife set to fucking to scrape the fucking fireplace.
Jesus.
The building was built in the 1800s. There's 20 coats of fucking paint on that.
What's the current situation in the fireplace?
It's not done.
It's not done.
No, I need a fucking Spanish guy to come in there with a mask and drop cloths and
and
a machine.
It's like how the Jews did with the tunnels. They started and they're like, this is hard. And they hired some Mexicans.
Yeah, this is Derek's cover story. He's creating a tunnel. He's like, it's all her. I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, she's trying to fix the fireplace or something. I don't know.
No, really? What
down
they
there
should,
fucking
what they
hard
should.
To buy.
I just go in there to pray,
baby. No,
they
should just make it where... Like they have to let Instagram and Facebook in China. That should be the deal.
Yeah,
oh, there's
it.
No
yeah, that's
not get rid of
be.
TikTok here. They should be like, look, it's if you guys want TikTok in America, that's fine, but we want Instagram.
Which is
Facebook
so crazy,
but they won't budge.
No, the Chinese won't fucking budge.
That's
man.
The reason why America should ban TikTok. yeah, for that reason, because they're like, well, why can't our apps be in your fucking country?
Wait, that's so there's bullshit. No Instagram in China?
No, they have all their own versions of everything.
Yeah. Dude.
They have a super, like, of a firewalled, like, Google. They have Google, but it's firewalled. I don't know if they have YouTube. They have their own versions of everything.
The Chinese are smart with that stuff.
WeShare is their big one. WeShare is, like, their app that you can do everything on. Yeah, like, you can, like, buy groceries. Yeah, you can communicate everything. With people. That, you can, like, it's everything's in WeShare.
That's what Elon Musk is trying to turn Twitter into.
Yeah.
Really?
Is like, an everything app. Like, yeah, you can literally do, you can send money inside of the app. You can, it's social media. It's just like everything in one app.
There's so many stories of like people partnering from the US with the Chinese company. They come to China and they basically like steal the intellectual property of it. And then they don't, like, even though you have patents for it, they don't give a shit.
Yeah,
and then
they go on Canal Street. What do you think all that shit is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All the fake Louis Vuitton and all, China. All of it.
But that's what the thing, like, there's no recourse. There's nothing you can do if they just fucking take your...
Well, Trump was trying to. Trump was trying to sanction the shit out of them because he was kind of hard on that stuff. And then...
Well...
Great president, 2024, Maggie.
Yeah, we know what's about to happen. We know what's going down. He'll be back.
I mean, they might,
those sanctions
they're about
are going
to
be happening.
They're about to seize Trump Tower on Monday.
For what?
Really?
Back taxes?
He owes $454 million to the state of New York for his real estate thing, and he can't pay it because he just doesn't have that kind of liquidity to pay it. He can't get a bond on it, and so...
That was the recent case?
That was the recent one with like the New York Attorney General. They're about to take Trump Tower.
But I thought they were going to say it was like 450, but then after you like go to court to...
You have to pay it while you wait the appeal. I like so
really?
He has to pay it.
Ooh.
And then I actually saw someone, I don't know if this is true, this might be completely...
Dude, you are a fucking journalist.
This might be completely...
Yeah. You should do Kofi Zilla. You should be the next Kofi Zilla.
Who?
The guy who does the...
I hate when JJ does this thing where he pronounces shit wrong.
How would you say Kofi Zilla?
Gaddafi?
You don't know Kofi Zilla? He basically like will out everything that's going
he's
on.
He's an African dude. His name's Kofi.
No, what's his name? How do you say it?
Nicolas Cage.
But you should do that stuff.
I'm not doing investigative journalism.
You should.
That is Kofi to you.
Yeah. Okay. How do you? That's Kofizilla.
I see Kofizilla.
Kofizilla.
What's it do?
That sounds like a fucking like a coffee shop in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's the fucking man.
I look like Nick Talelli. That's what that fuck.
That guy was the one who outed Sam Bankman-Fried and Jake Paul.
He didn't out Sam Bankman-Fried, but he got him in this space.
No, but he blew up the story on that.
It was after. No,
it was out there,
after.
But
he got Jake Paul. Like he got a huge thing on Jake Paul. And
what did he do with Jake Paul?
He's He's like Danny, but not Jewish.
Jake Paul had this stupid crypto game or whatever. And it was like a complete scam. All these people lost a fortune.
KSI too, right?
All these people, and he like never delivered on it. And then he said he was going to pay everybody back. He like never did that.
Yeah,
it was just like it was a legit massive scam. Like I'm surprised that like he's not being investigated.
Yeah, how
much was it?
Millions.
Tens of millions. Yeah. How do these guys decide who gets investigated and who doesn't get investigated? Like, there's some people like. Nancy Pelosi doesn't get investigated.
You don't understand why Nancy Pelosi doesn't get investigated?
Because of those titties?
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you something. If I ever get in trouble with the law, I'm going to get some fake titties.
Yeah, those charges bounce right off.
Yeah. Them milkers. Are you out there getting fucked up? Huh? You drinking, you doing cocaine, you doing Molly, you participating in homosexual activity and running yourself down for the next day. Well, guess what? We got something here called Capsulite that can help you get through that with no problem at all. Capsulite prevents you from feeling awful the day after drinking and butt sex. You got to take it before the drinking and after the drinking. You got to do both. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver. We need our fucking livers, man. Your fucking liver goes, you're done. All right?
All right. Prevent feeling awful the day after drinking by using code GAS for 30% off at checkout at www.capsulite.com.
That's C-A-P.
S-U-L-Y-T-E.
.com. There you go. That's G-A-S, not G-A-Y.
Back to the show.
Now, let me ask you. You guys are... Che, you lived in Toronto for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Danny and JJ, you're both from Toronto.
Hell yeah.
So how long ago did you all three of you guys meet?
Decade.
Ten years.
10 years?
About that, yeah.
10 years. Now, one of my favorite criminals ever in the history
of
crime.
It's got printouts.
Is Rob?
Yeah, I can't believe you have a printout.
Is Rob Ford? So, dude, this thing right here, the timeline of the Rob Ford crack video.
Dude, all
scandal,
those guys are dead.
I know.
Really?
We'll get
literally
into it.
Literally, including Rob Ford. Every person in that photo is dead.
Do you want to just pull it up?
I believe two of them. I don't think anyone saw that. Two of them.
JJ, if you shut up for a second, okay, we're gonna get going.
They have a producer. The producer puts the photo on the screen.
Right.
Wow, I still see my fucking balding head, so.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. All right, pull that up. All right. For those of you that don't know, Rob Ford, one of my favorite Americans, even though he's Canadian, to ever live. He was the mayor of Toronto, right? Mm-hmm. And was it a couple years into his term, there was a claim of a video that surfaced that he was smoking crack.
Yeah.
Right.
And he,
the Toronto Star, basically.
Now, this is what I will say in my support of Rob Ford.
People's Choice Mayor. People loved him.
The people loved him.
No, they didn't. Well, what do you mean? Here's the thing. So there's a greater...
So first
he was a populist mayor.
Time out. So I did see out of 100% of polls that were taken, 40% or 44%... were for him staying in, and then the rest was, which I believe is 56%, wanted him to resign. But this is the thing, they never go into the poor areas.
No, they do. Here's the deal. Like, so Toronto is just like New York. There's a greater There's a greater Toronto.
No, don't do that.
Say Los Angeles.
Whatever.
Say
there's a greater. No, I'm just trying to give you an example. Right. There's a greater Toronto area. So when you're the mayor in Toronto, you're like the mayor of what would be Manhattan and like New York, but you're also the mayor of like Westchester. Like it goes way up, right? All the people up there loved him.
Right.
All the people in Manhattan hated him.
Yes. The liberals.
The liberals, exactly.
That's exactly what it is. I went to Rob Ford funeral at that big church. At
it was funeral?
Well, I went to the, you know, the big church. Party. I was walking my dogs and it was at that church.
Okay. Oh, you just walked by.
I walked by.
I went to the funeral. Yeah. This guy's fucking like, oh yeah, it was like over
story
there.
Changed a lot in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I happened to be walking my dog wearing a black suit. Yeah. So I said, hey, you know, let me just stop by.
But they did it. I went to the funeral.
Pay my
respects. I walked my dog. So I technically there, dude, there was not a white person who was going to pay all the citizens in Toronto who
love
went
them.
It wasn't white people. It was like what you said. It was everyone. He was a populist.
Yeah. Before we get into what I call this is a travesty. And, you know, the journalists 110% had it out for the Ford family.
Do you want to see the video of him smoking crack?
Yes.
No, no, it doesn't exist.
No, it exists.
Well, yeah,
it
I does. Mean, let me know if the... It's
do
play
not...
It. Play
do
it.
Not play that on
play
this podcast.
Play him. Doing is that going to trigger you to want to take a hit?
Yeah, that's why.
You think he was staged? You think he was...
No. It's 100% real. And could you also find the video of him speaking patois in this Jamaican restaurant?
Oh, that was great. I can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
So wait, you guys are anti-Ford.
No, I love
Rob Ford.
I'm a pro. I'm a populist guy through and through, bro. MAGA, fucking Ford, all
I don't
the guys.
Vote. I don't
Gaddafi,
vote.
That's
Gaddafi,
it, man.
Would Zilla?
Gaddafi, dude. I don't vote. I go by who gives me the best content.
Right.
Like if you're a meme machine, then I'm all about you.
And Ford was a he was a meme machine.
Oh, dude, memes.
Honestly, it was like crazy enough. It was kind of before. Like there weren't a lot of. There
if it would have happened
there's
nowadays,
like T-shirts.
They're T-shirts.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. I don't know if you guys have Democrats or Republicans
liberal conservatives.
So was he part of the Conservative Party?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
So people.
And his brother
already...
is currently like the governor of Ontario.
Now, just for a little backstory, very rich family, right? How did they make their money?
Deco labels.
I thought it was cars.
Deco printing and labels. It's they have two huge facilities. One in I believe Chicago. Area and one in Toronto. Just
and they killed it during COVID too, right?
Yeah, because they were printing during COVID. His son, Doug Ford, was the premier or whatever governor of Ontario. And then they were printing all the like 6 feet apart signs that went on the floor. Oh. So his
printing money
fucking banked.
Printing money.
That's beautiful.
I love that. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Dude, so...
Now they're just selling off the West Bank out there.
So this started to happen... This was happening with him when I was... Like, my first year of sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was living in a facility, like a boot camp rehab, a TC, therapeutic community is what they called it. And I got so enamored by him. Like, just that they're telling him to resign. He's like, fuck you. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
People are accusing him of sexual harassment. He's like, the lady's gross. I'd never touch her.
I got enough to eat at home.
Yeah, I got enough to eat. He did the whole hamburger and steak thing.
He went on Jimmy Kimmel when people watch that shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, but this guy seemed like people loved him.
Well, you heard the Jimmy Kimmel thing, too. Apparently, when he was in the green room with Jimmy Kimmel, Trump came and visited him. And he's like, how'd you do this? How did you,
Really? Yeah. Oh, I got to hear this. Yeah, I got
to
hear this.
That Trump apparently came to see him. This is before Trump ran. He's like, how do you, like, get these people so enamored? He's like, you don't understand. He's like, I know how to, like, get the people riled up. I know how to get them on the side. I know how to get in the news. I know how to get free press.
He didn't say that. He was like, just smoke crack.
Yeah, he's like, smoke crack.
It's all,
crack and the ideas will come.
Listen, even though the man was morbidly obese and not the best looker, he had a natural glow about him.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he had a very Chris Farley-esque, like, boyish charm.
He talked that shit.
I highly recommend
the crack.
He was charismatic.
You just perfect example. Chris Farley, he was smoking crack. Yeah. Crack makes you charismatic.
Yeah, but
crack charisma.
You know, Dead
crack
Mouse.
Charisma.
You know, Dead Mouse, like the DJ.
Yeah.
So he lives in Toronto as well, and he has. I don't think he does it anymore, but he used to have this podcast where he has this Ferrari. And he would take people on a drive in the Ferrari. Rob Ford can't fit in the Ferrari.
No.
It's so funny. And then he like steps on it and Rob Ford's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, they go through like a McDonald's drive through, don't they?
He always took everybody through Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, let's see this video.
Dead Mouse and Rob Ford getting coffee.
Yeah. Him smoking crack or him speaking.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I want to
play him. Hold on, wait. Play him simultaneously at the same time.
No, she can't. But time out. I'm going to be honest with you. This is the first time I'm seeing the video.
Yeah.
So I don't know what my reaction was going to be because
Have you ever seen someone do crack?
Yeah, of course.
But the thing is, I
have such a connection to this guy. Like, I love him. Yeah. I fucking love him, dude. Like, I'm going to have a shrine. I'm going to get posters.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the shirts and all that. But, like, I didn't think this video really existed. I knew it went into the courts. All right, let's see it.
There's a lot of stuff on the internet.
Give me just a second. I had the other one ready first.
Well, Patois?
Yeah, we'll watch that after here.
Yeah, let's see.
He wants to fight everybody's battles, and it's going to kill you.
Oh, boy.
Look at that boiler.
Look at that gut.
Your kids are important to you. That's what drives you, baby. That's what I love.
He's one of the very, like, blessed crackheads who don't lose weight.
Your children, your family.
I don't see him smoking it. He's just holding the pipe.
Give him a moment.
Whoever's smoking with him is just like, hurry the fuck up and hit that shit and pass it.
Oh, he's feeling it, though. He's talking that shit right now. That's some good crack.
This is when he was mayor.
Yeah, he was mayor.
Sick.
I don't believe it. No.
This is fucking awesome.
Don't do it, Rob.
There you go.
Don't give him.
Beam me up, Scotty. Hold it in. Let your ears ring. He's hearing the Beatles right now.
I hate Trudeau.
We all he was live right on in a yellow submarine.
Yeah, he was right.
All right, so he did do it.
No,
it's on YouTube. That's
the best part too is when they were like, he's like, I don't smoke crack before the video came out, and it was just a rumor because he probably doesn't even remember this, right?
Yeah, he's probably so fucked up,
right? So he's like, he didn't even remember it, and then when the video finally came out, because he was denying it, he was just like deny, and then when it finally came out, there was like this press scrum, and people, he's like, well, you asked me the wrong question. He's like, you asked me, do I smoke crack? He's like, I said, no.
You never asked me, have
and
I?
And then he goes, have you ever smoked crack? And he goes, yes, one time in a drunken stupor. That's what he said. That was like the big thing. He goes, in a drunken stupor, I smoked crack. But like, there was like some waitress at, I can't remember what the bar was, but it was on like Portland and King or whatever. She was like, she went in the back. He was like blowing lines. Like,
oh,
just
sick.
Like a dinner service. Like, oh, so he was not
a cold kid.
Covert about it. He was at everything. Like,
Danny made a video based off this.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Phil City, right?
That's pretty amazing. An actual motion picture based off this.
Yeah, which they.
So I
you
never.
Watch it on Tubi.
I never knew this, but there's a part in Toronto called Dixon City. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
or is it
it's like a
housing project?
Yeah, it's like Jane.
Dixie Road?
Like, no, I think it's like Jane and Finch or like Malton or something.
Dude, Jane and Finch is rough.
Yeah, rough area.
So yeah, there's a gang called the Dixon City Bloods.
Yeah.
And this is who he was rubbing shoulders with.
Well, and so he got in because he coached even when he was the mayor. He was because he was a big football guy. If you could pull up him taking the snap where he completely bails, it's hilarious.
And he fell.
It was like he's wearing like an Argos jersey, and he's like takes a snap, and he drops back 2 feet, fucking just
tumbles.
Total yard sale. It's
by the way, there was a shooting right outside of here.
Two in the last like 2 days.
There was
It was just right now. That's
right
the retaliation for the one from the other day.
It was
so
a gang thing.
Don't say two.
Here we go.
Say exactly.
All right, let's see this. Let's see my guy.
Take this snap, bro.
Wait, what do they expect him? He's 700 pounds.
He wanted to do this.
Yellow 80! Yellow 80!
He loves football.
No! Oh, dude, he was already holding the ball. I thought he fucking was like actually going to, damn.
No.
He left it off.
But anyways,
though.
he coached high school football. He was like a high school football coach, even when he was like the mayor and stuff.
It's right.
Like he was very much into like helping at-risk youths, now, which got him into buying.
You go into his past and you see that he was.
They helped him out.
He was friends with a lot of black people.
He was in Etobicoke in the 70s, him and his brother, Doug Ford, who's the. Again, the governor or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the biggest hash dealers.
So was he.
Wait, he was a drug dealer when he was young?
Oh, yeah.
Was he about like huge jail drug reform?
They were in the 70s, they were considered like literally the biggest hash dealers.
Wow. I didn't know that.
In Canada?
No.
In Toronto?
In West Toronto.
So wait, hold on. Did they know this when he was running for public office? Was it brought up?
The thing is like people. You know, like individuals knew, but there was no evidence of it. It was literally just people were like, yeah, I bought hash from him, and everybody knew like his family was
fucking like, awesome. Just,
the Fords were the guys you buy hash from. And
good so hash.
Was he big on like jail reform and stuff like that?
No, well, I don't think so because one, he's just the mayor, but Toronto does have some bad jails, some really bad ones, but I don't think so. Maybe. I don't remember that. His whole thing was he was all about cutting government waste. He was very much like draining the swamp, like Trump style, where he was like, we need to get rid of, like, he has this video where he goes through, he goes, if you're an elected official in Toronto, he goes, here's all the perks you get. He's like, free pass to the zoo. He's like, free parking at like the sky. To, like, blah, blah. And he's like, there's this video of him just like putting card after card down, being like, these are all the things you get. And
he's like, I'm taking it away.
Get rid of all this shit. He's
Afuela.
Like, yeah, Afuera.
Afuela.
Yeah. But anyways, that was kind of his deal. But he was, honestly, he was fine. He was, as a mayor.
Do you remember where you were when the video surfaced?
I do. I remember exactly where I was when the news came out. I was at Vape on the Lake. Or not Vape on the Lake. Joey's.
Underground Cafe.
Underground Clandestine or whatever, Underground Cafe. And I remember it was...
Were you like doing a spot or something?
Yeah, I was doing a spot at this weed lounge. That was before it was legal.
Uh-huh.
And there was like this sick weed lounge that had comedy. It was like one of the best spots.
OG spot, like Rogan would drop in.
Yeah,
everyone
like Rogan
talked
would
about
drop
it.
In.
Yeah.
It
OG spot.
Yeah, like Rogan performed there, Burt performed there. Tom, Ari.
Iron Kill
like,
Tony.
Iron
yeah.
Sheik was there when Rogan was there.
Yeah.
It was well known... And the room was so cool, and it was a kind of like a what's that? Where you go into a
time
speakeasy?
Speakeasy.
Oh. It was like a head shop at
fucking
the front.
Jay, what
well, no, because you went in the room.
Say?
I said a time machine because it's like you go into the room. It was like a basement from the 70s.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
dope.
Yeah.
She had like
old toys, like old like fucking
board
like
games
yeah,
stuff.
Like stuff that like if it was mint condition would be worth like hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. Yeah.
And opposite to like every traditional comedy club, there would be some nights there that people were fucking high out of their mind, but it was magical, man.
It was one of the best stages in the city by far.
For a moment, like for a period, it was.
So did you go on stage yet by the time you found out, or did you go on stage
after? I remember, like, I literally remember this very specifically. I was like sitting in the
this is what I wanted.
Door in the back, like when you walk in and there's like the corner, like right on the right or whatever. I was like sitting there and I remember, I don't know if I saw on Twitter or I think it was probably on Twitter, or something. Like people were like, there's this, or somewhere they were like, there's this.
Video.
The Toronto Star reporter, because she met, I can't remember what her name was, but she met the guy who took the video. Because basically the guy who took the video was embroiled in all this gang stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And so essentially he was trying to sell the video. And,
it was like,
and fucking
they
just,
were asking
like, start a new life.
Like 200 grand.
Something crazy.
So Gawker wanted to buy the video.
So you know the whole backstory, dude.
Let me tell you something.
He's got a book report.
Fucking paper,
bro.
Oh, that fucking.
First of all, I already know all this by heart, but this was the thing that really made me feel connected to him. Right. Mm. So while I'm in treatment, they go big on the disease concept. They're like, you have the disease of addiction. You have something wrong with your brain chemistry. Mm. Doesn't make you a bad person. You have a disease and you fell victim to your disease, but you're getting the treatment now. You're being medicated. We're going to make you better. So I hear about this mayor who got caught smoking crack, which isn't the first time in my lifetime. Happened to a mayor in D.C.
Mary Berry, and he got reelected.
Yeah. Rock Newman, the manager of Riddick Bowe, actually helped him with his campaign. And they caught him with a prostitute, you know. And he was reelected.
Adams.
So this guy, they say that they caught him smoking crack. And I was just like, oh, he has a disease, right? And then I read about there's all these people supporting him. Like, no, we like him. He's for the people. And then, you know, he's basically, they're telling him to resign. And he's like, fuck you. I'm going to go answer these phones, smoke some crack.
He posted his personal phone number. You could call him literally, and it's funny because in hindsight you're like, yeah, he was on crack. Because people were like, you could call him at 2 a.m. You could say like, hey, there's a pothole on my street.
Right.
And you could call the mayor of the 5th largest city in North America,
dude, right,
and get him on the phone at 2 a.m.
You know who does that?
Yeah, and he would be up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Hello there, responsible adults over the age of 21 and girls who are 18 and older, living in states where Delta 8 is legal and prostitution. You want to get high, really high, super duper legally high? Well, now's the time to go to yoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8 that will not make you gay.
Yeah, I smoked one of those joints here, one of those Delta 8. What was it? You know, YoKratom, or is it YoDelta?
I think it's
I'm already fucking it up, but yeah, I smoked that YoDelta joint.
He is so fucked up from it that he can't even talk right now.
I can't even read.
Yeah, I took their vape and their gummies and it knocked my dick in the dirt.
Oh, dude.
Literally.
Yeah. It knocked my dick right into my own ass. That's how fucked up I got.
So it made you gay for yourself.
It made me, I turned into a self-loving homosexual.
Self-homosexual, self-loving. So if you're over the age of 21, you're living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com, stock up on the Delta 8. What's Delta 8, you say? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high at yoDelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stone needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products would be taking, I can't see that because our things, responsibly. Don't take them responsibly. Take them irresponsibly. Get super, super fucked up. Get like crazy with it. So once more.
Once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code G-A-S for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Here we go. 25% off. Good for the Jews.
The king of Dubai does that too. He has two phones. Whoever the leader, what do they call him?
The Shah.
Yeah, whatever it is. He has two phones. He has the personal phone and then the political phone.
And it's available for anybody to call?
So he
Let's
says.
Call him right now.
I watch him.
Dude, I'm down.
The Sheikh.
I'm down.
Al Jazeera?
Yeah, he has two phones. This is like 8 years ago, though, when I was watching this documentary about him.
Okay. So the thing...
So the line might be cut by...
Yeah, it's off.
He was beheaded shortly after. There's been three new ones since.
Yeah. Oh, dude, when you were... Okay, you were talking about Gaddafi earlier. I saw this fucking funny Gaddafi story where Gaddafi apparently loved basketball, and they had this crazy basketball game where the fuck was he the leader of?
Libya.
So they're like, we're going to do a basketball game, and so they do a basketball game, and then he was in charge of the halftime show. And what the halftime show was, they
beheadings.
Clear the court. They bring a guy on the court and they try him for like treason.
Stop it. And there's a video?
I don't know if there's a video.
Oh my god.
And then of course he's guilty, so then they built like a gallows, like for
and they hung him?
They hung him, but he falls and it wasn't enough of a fall to break his neck, so he's just strangling, and then this old lady runs onto the court and you think like this has to be his mother or something. She's gonna
pull his feet.
She starts pulling on his feet. And then that lady
just hangs on him.
She became like very famous off of that. Became like a university teacher or something.
Get the fuck out! They're like you have you can work here forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
I thought
incredible.
She became like the country executioner.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine to coming out to the second half and you're like sick?
Yeah.
Hey man, that used to be entertainment.
Yeah, that's so
like,
dope. They gave her
executions. Used to be like the movies.
Yeah.
This is like 10 years ago.
I know.
She got a residency as a professor at a college
something,
for doing that. That's
something.
Hilarious.
She got something big out of it. I can't remember what it was.
Well, when Saddam Hussein came into power, I believe he went up. He just started reading people's names off his list, and they just took them out back and
it's
shot
crazy.
Them.
Crazy, yeah, because he was in like whatever the parliament or whatever they have there, and he just starts. He's like, "All right, this person, you've betrayed me. You've betrayed me. You're a spy." Yeah. And these people are in the room.
He's like,
they
"I don't
start filming them."
He's like, "I don't like you."
Yeah.
There had to be one guy. There had to be one guy on that list that never did anything wrong. Was loyal.
Yeah.
Who just said like one bad joke towards him.
He's like, "You're done too.
You may."
I will say this about. Those people, bro, they took that shit on the chin. None of them looked very emotional. They're just like, I'm dead.
I'm dead. Yeah,
well, what are you supposed to do?
But they come from a tough culture, masculine, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, that's
how
it goes.
You're not going to cry or some shit. You're just like, all right, I'm
going
to die.
Well, they're all going to fucking heaven anyways.
Her name was Huda Ben Ammar.
Huda who?
You got Huda? A picture pulling
her.
Yeah,
Huda. Huda was a politician.
Okay. Politician.
Professor.
Yeah, she became a big politician.
Look at her getting her hands dirty.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you got a pretty clean nose and you're like okay with falling in line, it is the move to live under a dictatorship. Like if you're good.
No, it's not.
They turn on you like
yeah.
No, like they only turn on the people that they get suspicious of. Like when you
could be anybody,
dude. It's like literally some person could be making a power play on you because they want your job, and they go, "You hear what he said?"
No, but true.
Well, yeah, JJ, and you have two things about you that in any dictatorship is gonna cast you
definitely
out.
Middle Eastern dictatorship.
Yeah. By the way, let me just
Jewish and a homosexual.
Let me just publicly say, "Queers for Palestine." Anyways, going publicly, I want to be publicly known, "Queers for Palestine."
Oh my God! All right,
don't throw me off a building, please.
No, I feel like you'd get there. They'd be like, "Let him live."
Oh, they would love me.
I like this one.
They love me. I'm all about.
I mean, JJ would literally like last ditch just break into his act to save his life. He's like, just said, I was like, "I'll fuck your ass."
Yeah.
Like,
no, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Have a good night, Gaza.
So this video surfaces, right? This video surfaces. The kid is asking, I think, $200,000.
Something outrageous, yeah. But he was trying to start a new life.
So that doesn't seem crazy, by the way. $200,000
for that video? Honestly, when that came out at the time, that wasn't crazy because like the media was so different where they're like, this might be worth it.
And Gawker, and I hate Gawker, and I'm glad they're shut down.
Isn't that Peter...
That was the Hulk Hogan thing.
Yeah, Peter.
Yeah.
They
got him. Yeah.
The N-word.
Gawker's raising the funds.
No, for saying he was gay. Peter Thiel. Well, Peter Thiel. They basically said they outed him, and then
he funded
Hogan's whole thing.
Dude, yeah, he gave him like $100 million. He's like, here, fucking. Just...
No, Hogan got $100 million, but he financed the whole thing.
All his. So Gawker's raising money. They get the money. They lose contact with the kid who has the video.
Yeah, he got cold feet.
Now, but what happens is the gang members in the neighborhood are fucking pissed that this kid is trying to sell the video. Mm-hmm. They like got super.
Well, you're going after the mayor. They're like, you have to figure they're all going to be getting.
Well, he was buying crack from them. And that once everything got hot, he probably...
That photo of him right there, that's in front of a trap house.
Yeah, pull up that photo again of him with the bloods.
I believe, I don't know where it stands now, but all of those guys got murdered.
Yes.
The three guys.
Yes. Really?
And I believe the last I checked, one of them was solved.
Drug dealers got murdered?
Yeah. But in Canada.
So that one, Muhammad Katak, he killed Anthony Smith.
Oh, okay.
He killed him.
How do you know all this stuff? So weren't they all boys?
Real
but
quick, can you bring up that picture again?
Yeah.
Drake needs to use that for an album cover.
That does look like Drake right there.
Drake needs to use that and photo impose his head in that gray hoodie. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry, what were you saying?
I didn't know how you knew.
Yeah,
how did you know all of this stuff?
I wrote a movie about this.
Yeah,
I
the news.
Researched like every fucking.
But they're all
everything about this.
But how did they all die? Just from that incident?
It all happened after that photo, and you know, obviously, you can kind of use your imagination of like some people, dude. He was getting investigated, Rob Ford, for murder.
Dude, they were like, following him everywhere. Wow. Dude, he helicopters.
Was, yeah, like the police in the city, Toronto police were literally surveilling him, thinking that he was potentially connected to like cold case murders.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so he just bit the dust because he was fat.
Well, he got cancer, and then he stepped down.
Yeah.
Or he chose not to pursue like a re-election because he was sick. Then he got totally better, and then the cancer just came back, and he was gone like really quick. Because that was the whole thing with the movie was we made the movie. And from actually filming it to coming out, it was like 2 years, right? And so
they went after you, right?
When we were, well, his brother did, but his brother did it for political capital, essentially. But like when we filmed the movie, he was fine. And then essentially a year later, it was just like he got cancer and died. And then the movie came out, and it was like the 1 year anniversary of his death, the release of the movie, basically.
So you did that on purpose. Mark.
No, it was honestly.
Dude,
it was the
Danny. Danny's.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't. Danny's a little trickster.
No, no,
you know
it was
how
the
Jews
it was the Toronto
working.
Film Festival, and not TIFF, but the other film festival, I don't remember what it's called. And they were like, you guys are headlining the film festival. Our thing
definitely not TIFF.
No, no, not TIFF. Not TIFF. Yeah, not TIFF. But they were like, you guys are headlining the film festival or whatever. And they were like, this is the date of it. Like the date had been predetermined for a long time.
Right.
It was totally coincidental. But then his brother went on the news and he was going on radio and he's like, these guys are scumbags. Like putting out.
Did they call you?
Who?
Anyone call
Andy,
you?
Andy. So the night of the screening after the movie came out, Doug Ford called Andy, who's the director and the guy who I wrote it with, to basically say, like, kind of like bury the hatchet. But he didn't actually care. He was out of politics at this time. He had designs on getting back into politics. And he just needed his like name in the news, and that was the best way for him to do it.
Well, he loved his brother. You could tell he stuck up for him like crazy in the paper. He stuck up for him a lot.
I don't know actually if it's his younger brother. I think it is though.
He might be.
Yeah,
older.
It has to be younger. Brother.
So basically, everybody dies around this guy.
Before he died. Before died.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they did get the video into court. They looked at it. Or whatever.
It just got released.
So that was based off the movie. You want to hear why I don't know nothing about the movie?
Why?
Because I was supposed to be in the movie and they fucking cut me off the last minute.
I mean, yeah, he would have been a great Doug Ford.
Oh, dude.
He wasn't supposed to be Doug Ford. He was playing himself doing comedy at the Imperial Club.
Dude.
He's the host of a comedy show.
No, there was another thing I was writing on the movie. I was doing a punch up on the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I came in, bro, in a meeting and I came in on fire. And it was too much. They didn't fucking like how good I was.
That was the problem. I do remember you coming in for the punch up.
That was the problem. You were too good.
I don't remember what. Oh, you were going to potentially be Leno's part.
No, you know what happened?
You were going to be Leno's part.
I'll tell you what happened. I go in because I'm a creative guy. I like to get high. I go in for punch up. It's me, Danny, Kevin Soldo, and Andy. Andy, because he said I'm too high risk.
Yeah.
He thought I was too
and
high
dude,
risk.
And he's right. Yes, thank you, Danny. That's exactly where my head was going.
Yeah. And then you want to hear the funniest part while we're shooting the comedy scene? It's the comics are going up, dude. So it was like a fake audience and a fake thing, but I'm up there. And again, the audience to clap and cheer, standing ovations and shit like that. Yo, I thought I was killing. I got off stage. I was like, yo, even in fucking movies.
Best set of my life.
Monster. I really felt it. It was crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't think I was there for that for some reason.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Me, Ryan did it. Ryan did it.
Ryan's in the movie briefly. Yeah,
so to sew this all up, how does this end up ending? He did resign from office.
He resigned, and then he resigned. So then, at that, the main thing was all.
Did he resign because of his health?
Well, he didn't resign. He actually didn't resign. He just chose not to run for re-election. That was the big thing.
He stayed till the end of his term.
He stayed to the end. He was near the end, anyways, and so he was just straight up. They were like, "You cannot run again." But there was nothing that was like technically preventing him from running,
right?
Other than they were just like, "You should not be running." And then a bunch of his like assistants and right hand men were like stepping down. They were like, "We're not."
What a fascinating story! What like over one person?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge deal. It's pretty rare for like even a mayor of a town of 5,000 people,
especially
in
Canada,
5 million.
I mean, sounds like more of like a mayor of like Kentucky or something.
That's
like
why he
small
loves
towns.
It, it's
in,
very American.
In all honesty, he seems to me like a gangster who became a political leader. That's, I mean, between I know his family is rich, but between the drug dealing when he was young, some of the friends that he made when he was young that were still his friends into an adulthood were criminals.
I can't remember what this dude's name is. It's like a very Italian.
He's hanging out with street level blood criminals, which I would be nervous to do.
He was associated with them through the football stuff. That was more through his like community outreach, got him associated with all these like bad kids. And then I guess he's just like such a fucking degenerate that he's like, you guys know where to get crack? And they're like, yeah, we sell crack.
Yeah, but it really seemed like they fucked with him heavy. They liked him.
He spent a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he was like, true. I mean, dude, are you kidding? He was the mayor. Imagine you're like 20 years old in a trap house and you're like, dude, the fucking mayor is hanging out with a smoking crack. You don't think that would be pretty cool?
Yeah.
He's just getting high with all the
jokes. He wasn't like a city
No more counselor. Black people he was, in jail. He was the I promise Nicolas Cage. Oh.
Can you get the photo or the video of him dancing at City Hall? This is amazing. So this is after the video came out. Everybody hates him, okay? They're like, you need to resign.
Everybody for real?
Everybody in politics, in city council, hates him.
Because he's making a mockery.
It's like Trump.
They're like, you're embarrassing us. You're embarrassing the city. You're embarrassing. Like, you need to resign. This is just like, we need to move on.
Right.
And he refused. And then he brought in this piano player and the piano player was playing One Love by Bob Marley.
Is this
One Love? Here we go. This is fucking amazing. This is after they hate
him. This is shit.
This is not on crack.
This is after this is all out.
I love this guy.
Oh my god. R.I.P. Rob Ford. R.I.P.
Look how fast.
Sleep in peace, buddy.
He's just a jolly man.
Yo!
This is after all this stuff. So everybody's like, fuck this guy.
And he's just clapping. That's awesome.
That was like the few guys who probably were left on his side.
I thought that was Hillary Clinton. I was like, this fucking pandering bitch.
You're right, Chris Farley.
This is in the office, dude.
He does look like... This is like in Chris... City Hall in Toronto. Like, look, the signs are like...
Che, you didn't know about this?
I didn't know about that one.
I'm telling you, I've seen every single thing that he's...
That's phenomenal.
I've seen his entire body of work.
Yes.
He was a legendary dude, man. He did not give a fuck.
If you can get the Patois video, that's a good
one. Just get him doing Patois.
He's in this like Jamaican joint. Because again, he was the man of the people. So he would just go wherever, and he was... fucked.
He just walks in. He's like, let me get some rice
and
pee.
He's so fucked up.
Is it here?
Yeah. Brother.
He's so fucked up.
Bumble clot. Yeah.
Man, tell me no, I don't have no beef patties with cocoa bread.
He said Ross Clot.
Yeah.
Man, them crazy.
That's
a crack high.
How much money that cost?
He's pretty good.
I said, bro, just cut some. No,
you can just tell by the store these are like one of those legit Jamaican places.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is probably
it's like
the chain.
West End
like that got him votes. Yeah. That got him so many votes. Yeah. Dude.
Again, through all of this he was not a bad mayor.
The Maradona at the chicken spot.
Nobody gets mad when Drake
The problem
does
is
it.
You don't really get to have a private life when you're the mayor. So if you're like a dude who's a CEO and you're like, I'm running my company well,
dude,
and you do this shit, people are like,
I would take him as my mayor over Eric Adams any fucking day.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Any
man.
Fucking day.
Oh,
dude.
Man, he cleaned up this.
I vote for the people who are living.
Yeah. What's wild is Rudy Giuliani has turned into such like a degenerate later in
his
life.
He's just old.
But, dude, he did some damage here to criminals.
He actually made it good.
He cleaned up.
He
destroyed the mafia.
He went from literally like the biggest hero of the city to the biggest villain. Like imagine there's videos of him. He's like trying to have lunch, you know, at like some restaurant. Like,
and people are like, fuck you,
Rudy. 4 years ago,
yeah.
Literally people are like coming up to him and be like, you fucking ruined the democracy, piece of shit. And you're like, 2 years before that, people would be lining up for pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all, even after he was done being mayor, like he was at like every Yankee game. They'd fucking pan the camera to him. He was the mayor during 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when he was the DA here, he destroyed the mafia.
Yeah.
He destroyed them.
Don't you think we need a mayor like that now? Don't you think?
I think we need a mayor like that, and I think we need the mafia again in the city.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you. You know why you need the fucking mafia? The Tim Pool was talking about this last night. Did you see that woman who has squatters in her house?
Yeah.
The cops arrested her.
Crazy, because New York, we were talking about this yesterday. New York City is like the, because it's squatters' rights in America is 10 years. Like, you have to be consecutively in a house for 10 years before you can claim squatters' rights. But in New York City, because I guess there's such a shortage.
All you need is a piece of mail.
No, 30 days.
Yeah.
If you can basically go in a home that's vacant for 30 days,
you're good money.
Squatters' rights. Now, you'll get kicked out, but it's a lengthy process.
Yeah, it's going to take at least 6 months to a year.
And you're not paying rent. You're
nope.
not paying rent. You're not paying utilities. Nothing. You can't even legally turn off the utilities.
Years.
You
my
can't change
landlord.
The locks. You can't do anything. That's no, what that's that lady got arrested for.
And they can call the cops. My old landlord has someone in his place in Toronto, across from Maple Leaf Gardens, the Loblaws. 2 years, the guy's been
now. Let me tell you this:
5,000.
And if the Gambino crime family was in charge of that neighborhood, they'd go in there with a couple baseball bats, tell the guy to fucking be out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, well, you need a bat. But that's what everyone said about Eric Adams. They said this guy's a fucking pro gun. He's da 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 da.
Well, he's pro gun.
But I'm saying like
not pro gun for you.
No, but I'm saying for a cop. But he hasn't done. Is he a good dude? Like again, around the corner, they're shooting. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. You think that would have happened here? You guys are New York.
Just so people know.
Really?
There's 8 million people.
Right down the block is Tompkins Square Park, which at one point was called Tent City. And the cops went in there one night and just beat the shit out of all the homeless people.
This
was probably about 20 years ago. Okay. And they got rid of Tent City. But in the East Village, I moved from East New York, Brooklyn to the East Village. And the reason why I left East New York was because somebody got shot on my stoop, and I was like, all right, this is too much. My security camera picked it up. I was like, I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Moved to the East Village on Avenue A. My first night in my new apartment, somebody gets shot right outside my fucking building.
There was a random dude who got literally stabbed in the throat.
A
month after I moved out.
Dude, that happened across the street from my apartment.
Yeah, that was like...
If you go on like Avenue D lower.
So Avenue D. So this used to be the thing about Alphabet City. They say Avenue A, you were adventurous. If you went to B, you were bold. C, you were courageous. D, you were dead. Yeah. That was how
wow.
Played out. Now Avenue D is still bad.
Yeah.
And so is parts of C.
But it's not that. I don't know. I used to like walk around.
But Alphabet City is not what it used to be.
I
was talking to someone. They said they saw their first dead body in Alphabet City.
No.
Like, yeah. And this is like not. But it had the best Indian food, so people would come. That was the thing. Alphabet City had the best Indian food.
Because the dead body hit the smells.
Well, the whole thing about like St. Mark's Place was like at one time was like the overdose capital of the world. Oh, it was just junkies. Mm-hmm. It was Skid Row, people shooting heroin. You know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of getting back to that a little bit.
Oh, you think it's getting back to that?
Yeah.
This summer it will. With all the migrants out right now, this summer it's going to be old school.
The migrants
New
doing
York.
Heroin?
No, but they'll
be selling it.
People. There's a lot of criminals that came.
Bro, I'm not going to say where, but I just walked by a place where it was a lot of migrants. It was not a lot of smiles.
Yeah.
So
Did you walk by a
church?
I'm not saying nothing.
I've walked by groups of people, and I think they're from Venezuela. Every single one of them looked like they've killed somebody. And they all stopped talking while I was walking past them. And I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, all tattoos on the face and on the knuckles.
That's what makes America great, though.
Well, it reminds me of the beginning.
Nope.
It reminds me of the beginning of Scarface. You know, the son of a bitch Castro shitting all over us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Looking at the tattoos. What were you going to say, Natalie? You had something to say?
I was going to make the same stupid joke I made to you before, which is that since there's a bunch of migrants hanging out outside Tompkins Square Park, no one wants to park over there, so they're like holding my parking spot for me when I.
Oh, there you go.
They're
going to be holding something
the
else.
Side.
It wasn't a bad joke, but the fact that you said my stupid joke takes the steam out of it.
Yeah.
So just roll with it from now on.
Fair. That's fair. All right. I'll take
they knew you were a lesbian. Being too, none of them wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, they can tell. Like, I make it clear.
Like, that white boy's safe here.
Buddy, I'm telling you, it's the fucking Zemos, 8 milligrams.
Now, Toronto or Canada also has
still
a big, huge migrant population, right?
Migrant? No.
Well, immigrants,
Canada had 1 million new legal immigrants last year, which is huge.
A million?
Well,
our population is only 40 million for the first time last year. So that's
insane. And
it's like 3% of the population.
It's almost at 41. It's now, already almost, yeah.
Now, Shay, where you grew up, because you're half Haitian, was there like a Haitian...
No, not at all.
No.
Do you follow the shit that's going on in Haiti right now?
No, what's going on?
Barbecue?
Oh, bro.
You don't know know about barbecue?
Well, Haiti's always fucking unstable.
No, but it's like, it's the most, so basically like the Dominican is right beside Haiti, as you obviously know. The GDP for the DR is like $300 billion. Mm-hmm. For Haiti, it's like a tenth of that.
Yeah,
it's like 30,000.
And it's always been like that.
Yeah, but there's like no law and order right now. There's no elected officials right now. It's just the barbecue guy, right? Yeah.
Well, that's why Dominicans don't like being called black. Because they think they relate black to Haitian. So when we go like, you're black, they go, no, I'm not fucking black. And it's like, yeah, you're black.
I mean, you say the N-word a lot. You're black. Okay. Yeah.
But, no, but you know, right, Dominican Republic ranked number one in mental well-being.
That's insane. That makes no sense to me.
America, 29.
Yeah. No,
dude, you guys,
they got beat.
Yo, America got beat by Malaysia and Sri Lanka. Like
those places got beaches,
there's
man.
There's white people here. That's why.
Yeah. There's way that the Dominican Republic
don't have poor mental health.
You get a chick fat and white, she'll fucking tell you. She'll volunteer how depressed she is.
Preach, JJ.
Get on Ozempic, you fucking whore. Nobody wants to fuck you and be seen with you in public, you pig.
You're not depressed. You're just disgusting.
Who was it that said they would only fuck sevens and under?
That was me.
That's Che.
I'll fuck a pig.
Now, yeah. Che,
man or woman.
Do you not like a 10?
No, I'll take a 10, yeah. Of course, but I'm just like,
a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Do you ever.
I saw you with that 10. I even looked where we went to the bakery, that hot chick, and I went.
Oh, yeah. No.
We were walking by. I didn't even say hi. I didn't even want to bother about it. He was like, hey, and I went.
Mm. Yeah, but she's got borderline personality disorder.
Well, you'd rather have borderline personality disorder than borderline obese.
Yeah.
very well said, JJ.
I'm sure you fucked that borderline right out of her, though.
Oh, yeah. I tried, man.
Yo, do you ever meet up with chicks who like act like it's going to be tough to get them in the sack?
Sometimes, like I can sniff that out pretty early, and then if it is, I'm kind of like I'm out of
balance. So it's not their pH balance.
Well, like when I do a show and I'm like, oh, who am I gonna try and fuck after the show? I literally send out like a bunch. I see who's messaged me on Instagram
and who's
I just
there.
Shoot out a bunch of messages and I just go like, yo, who, do you want to come back to the hotel? And it's whoever comes to the hotel. I won't meet you for a drink. I won't go to like. I won't be like, oh, we're going here. We're gonna go hang out here. It's like, if you won't come to the hotel room, it doesn't happen.
Right.
Because for one, I don't want to go spend money, and two, I want to go to bed after. I don't want to be up till 2 a.m. I want to be asleep by 12:30.
I got it. You got a bit of Diddy in you.
Yeah.
It is a smart thing. You should not have to
You have to drink from this Moet bottle.
Your time is valuable. You got to sell tickets.
Oh, dude,
now.
Fucking, he would have loved Diddy with the Cambodian breast milk and all that shit. He would have loved it.
Would you have spread it like Meek Mills?
What's Meek?
Meek Mills, the rapper who got fucked by Diddy.
Apparently.
There was audio of it.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Can you play that audio
play
again?
Play the audio on that. Play it one
spread
more time.
Away. Spread what?
I'm nervous. JJ's going to get hard.
Yeah.
No.
Che, are you
any guys, wait, hold on. Open your legs. Yeah. Let's see if this guy, if he twitches.
I'm a little chubby right now. So. Yeah.
I got from hearing about it? He just heard about it.
Disgusting.
Oh, shit. JJ's going to sit down for like 10 minutes.
JJ, I want to can you tell when someone is a homosexual or when they...
Oh, yeah,
you
could tell. Like, the first time I saw... What was his name? Who was Pryor's guy?
Paul Mooney.
Paul Mooney?
Oh, you could tell,
I think
right?
Everybody thought that. It was very funny.
I never thought that. I don't
thought that.
Like, unless, like, a black person is, like, super flamboyant, I don't.
Oh, well,
I would never disrespect
him.
Mooney
he had a little positive? Sweetness to him, if you hear him talk. I saw that from the Dave Chappelle thing.
That's so funny.
Like, when he used to do the
Oh, yeah, when he did the back, yeah. Oh, my.
I'm sorry, he did the Nicolas Cage?
No.
They said
but
that
there was rumors.
Black people could only start being gay like last year.
and that's like few.
Yeah, you can't really be gay as a black.
You can only be gay and black as if you have a white audience. You can't be gay and black if your audience is black.
I ever tell you that story?
You can be the president.
A buddy of mine who was in prison for 15 years. He did like 7 of it in solitary. We're at we're at Miss Lily's, Caribbean
Jamaican
spot. Yeah, on Avenue A. And he's black, right? And there's a black gay couple at the bar, and they're like holding hands and being affectionate with each other. And we're walking out, and he just puts his hands on both of their shoulders, and he goes, "Yo, you're black. cut the gay shit out.
Yo.
And then just walked out. I was like, yo, you can't really. He's like, I'll say whatever the fuck. He goes, being black is tough enough, man. Why you want to be gay on top of that?
He's
like,
it's I agree. I don't want to be gay. It's not great. Like all these fucking fairies who are.
Well, so it's not a choice?
What do you mean?
You couldn't curtail your.
I try.
He's like, I try, but my dick doesn't listen.
I want to hear this audio.
Yeah, play the audio and then we'll do plugs.
I feel
we'll get
like
to the next episode.
Right. Yeah.
You guys are recording another one.
No way.
Tell me that doesn't sound like Meek and Diddy. It sounds like both of
them. I want to know. I want to know what JJ thinks.
Hold on,
after he gets done masturbating.
Hold on. JJ just wants to hear it again. But play it. You can play it in the background.
JJ didn't hear it at all. He's not wearing headphones.
Oh, you fucking. You're JJ. Yeah, give it to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
you have AIDS.
So this was one of Diddy's bodyguards.
Jew grease.
So one of Diddy's bodyguards saw that Meek and Diddy were in there for a while.
Right.
So he went and put his phone by the door, and it was his recording. So all this right. is supposedly in the whole lawsuit. There's videos. He stole like I don't know how many hours of surveillance footage that Diddy had in his house because he had.
Well,
any
if I see the footage, I'll show you the tune. But
I mean, did you see the footage of him hopping around on a
the
tennis
picture.
Court?
There's a picture. Like I heard there's a picture and, when he's like on top of him, and you see Meek's face in a pillow and Diddy on top.
Let's see that.
All right, let's play. All right, start the audio from the top, just for JJ's ears. Now I want JJ to
turn it up for
funny.
Him.
Oh,
fuck me!
It's playing.
I mean, that's
one question,
really
JJ.
Funny.
Is that what it sounds like? Yeah.
All right, JJ, how real is that sound?
It does sound real. Okay. Like the I don't think you can like. That's.
Oh no, I fully agree that is of.
I don't know
recording
if it's them.
Of two men having sex.
Yeah. But it's like, is it Meek and Diddy?
Imagine it's not Meek Mill and Diddy. It's two white guys.
Fuck my ass, nigga.
It is crazy. Like.
It's too vague to know. Like,
right.
Well, it came from Diddy's bodyguard.
Yeah, but this guy, everyone's trying to make a buck,
could
right?
Could have been fired.
Now, JJ, looking at Diddy, looking at Meek Mill, or I don't know
who Meek Mill
what
is.
What about Diddy? Do you see a little flamboyance in Diddy?
No, I love Diddy, man. I love.
You don't think he's gay?
He's done a lot
I
of
loved him
shit.
In the 90s, bro.
Did you ever see that picture? They were like, I don't know, but we got to use this as evidence, where it's like a picture of Diddy and he has earrings and a little mohawk. And they're like, I don't know how, but this is evidence.
I'd have to listen to... yeah, I don't know. I think funny. Also too, you can get something that a stink on you, and then people just want it to be real.
It's
yeah,
called gay sex.
It's called being a gay black.
It's called FFA.
It's crazy that this is
freshly
like,
fucked ass.
This is like
a computer program.
This is a bigger like the gay part is more salacious than the fact that he might have murdered people and had hits out on people and like blew up Kid Cudi's car and tried to
is
kill
that
him.
Real?
Dude,
yeah, apparently
and
blew up Kid Cudi's car.
He beat up Drake. Dislocated Drake's shoulder.
No,
really?
He smacked him. He didn't beat him up. He just smacked.
He slapped him, but he
and
fell.
They separated.
Yeah,
separated the fight.
Really?
But when he fell, he dislocated his shoulder. Like he hurt. Drake had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, the
how
was,
not hurt
was
Drake.
Based off?
It was that song 0 to 100.
Yeah, that
because they fought over the beat, and Diddy was like, "Yo, that was my beat. That was why I was supposed to use it." And then they got into an argument, and Diddy just smacked the shit out of him.
Really?
And then their entourage.
But Drake's
broke it
a big
up.
Boy.
But I mean, but Diddy's Diddy though. Diddy's an old school gangster.
Diddy's
bro.
Not a little guy at all, and his father like ran with Frank Lucas.
Yeah, his dad was like a crazy gangster, and now he's doing all this crazy shit where he's like trying to kill people and shit, or killing people, and like apparently like killed Tupac and everything. And it's like, and all those that is, people are like, yeah, whatever. But is he fucking dudes in the ass? That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
It's like I think the murder is a bigger story.
You can be a gangster, but you can't be gay.
Yeah,
be gay.
Yeah.
But see, that is the funny thing. Like certain people get. Passes like go back to the Rob Ford shit, and then like he's heavily investigated, and people are like, yo, this is shady shit. And then you see the Nancy Pelosi stuff, and like people just talk about it. But that's it.
Well, she's not doing anything illegal. She's
How do you know?
The insider trading.
It's not insider trading though, because Congress is allowed to trade stocks.
But how can
it's obviously shady, but they're allowed to do it. But she's not doing anything illegal. But
she found the loophole. Like,
she didn't find a loophole. She's focused on every person.
Don't think it's insider trading?
Legally, no.
It's legally,
it's definitely super unethical and shady, but she's not doing anything that's...
So then how does she have, like, better, like, how is she better than the S&P 500?
Because she wore a dashiki on TV.
Dude, she's in, like, meetings that are, you know, super classified meetings where they'll set policy for the United States.
Oh.
And then she'll go, they'll be like, hey,
time out.
So technically that's not insider trading.
It should be, Congress should not be allowed to trade.
You can't have a set of titties like that in a fucking top secret meeting, dude. You can't.
She does, man.
How do you think she got in?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Dude.
Top secret.
Her and Chris Christie, man. They both do.
Top is not a secret. Chris Christie.
Who got, all right, Danny, tips? Tell everybody where they can find you.
Your Danny Jokes, Boys Cast every Friday, Low Value Mail, The Bathhouse, all that stuff.
Che.
Che Durena on all platforms, Chedurena. I'm going to be in Orlando, Bloomington, and Brea. Get your tickets. We're trying to move tickets for those.
I'll be in Fairfield, Connecticut, April 13th, and Hamilton, Ontario, April 19th.
Oh, you're going back.
The Hammer.
Going to the Hammer. JJ Lieberman. I'm with Che next weekend in Orlando at end of March.
Follow me on Instagram, GeoPrez86. I'll be at the Stand all weekend. And May 11th, come out to the Dojo Comedy. I'll be there with the great Donnie Pollock.
Oh, you guys are doing it together? Yeah. I hope that room's
Brandon
amazing.
Trusso? I'm supposed to.
No, the fuck you're
not. I'm here.
He's got a car.
I got a car.
I can get you.
And
there.
I know Mike.
he's going to steal your car.
Yeah, he's going to ask me for a ride.
I get in like, there, there's a fucking screwdriver in the ignition.
He's like, Gio's in the trunk.
I'm in the jail. I was about to say that.
You come to Fairfield if you want.
I'll go. I want to go to Vancouver.
I can drive you guys. I can give you guys a ride to Fairfield if you guys want.
Oh, that'd be fun, show.
No.
Yes.
I'll get Danny to Fairfield.
No, you won't. He's going to be like, yo, Danny, you want to split an Uber?
We'll take an African cab. One of them fucking... Vancouver, I would like to do.
You can come.
Yeah.
Are you allowed in Canada?
No.
Let's find out.
You want to find out at the border?
So I'll talk about this real quick, and then we'll start the
You'll
next
get a great
episode. You guys can stay if you want.
No,
So what do you mean? You won't stay?
No, I'm saying I'm not going to get a great bit out of it.
No, I'm not going to get a great bit out of it. But so when I first got my passport back, right, because it was revoked for 15 years,
yeah.
Wow. I get it back. I'm like... I'm going here, I'm going there. Like I plan a trip to Israel, I plan a trip to Mexico. And then
those countries don't care.
But listen, there was this chick that I knew that was fucking, she was hot, and she was like, I live in Canada now, come visit me. So I go to Mexico for like a week, and then I'm flying from Mexico to Canada. And then one of my boys is like, yo, you going to Canada, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, yo, they might not let you in. And
yeah,
I was like,
sure.
Fuck, right? So I changed my whole flight around to where I was only going to be in Canada for 12 hours. Mm-hmm. They let me right through, right? So I got to spend like the night with her, and then I had to go right back to the airport. Dude, when I was leaving, they took me in a back room, questioned me.
But you're coming back into America.
But they were like, why did you fly over your house to fucking hang out here for fucking 10 hours and then fly back? And they were
drugs.
But you don't, I don't even, that doesn't even make sense though, because you go through U.S. customs at that point.
No, when I in when I was
like, you went through, you cleared Canadian customs, you talked to the Canadian customs, they let you in,
right?
And then when you left, you're talking to an American.
That happened to my uncle one time.
I thought it was Canadian.
No, you're talking to the Americans. The Americans might be like, what are you doing?
Dude, yeah. Americans
you're
fucking
by birthright,
tough.
You're allowed to come back.
So the thing is this, I have my passport, but at the end of the day, it's like up to the agent whether I get in the country or not.
Yeah, it's whoever you get. Basically, you just have to hope they don't ask.
Same with us and the visa coming into the U.S. We could have the visa, we could have the paperwork, but catch a guy on the wrong day?
No. The visas, they're not. They can't.
I know somebody looks up JJ's stand up.
They could say, hey, they don't trust that you're doing what you're doing with the visa, and then maybe they start.
No, they said they can still refuse entry.
Oh, for sure.
On a visa?
Natalie, tell everybody where to find you.
I don't think so.
Natalie DeChico edits on Instagram. Watch Gas Digital now.
We're going to wrap this one up, and we'll see you behind the paywall.